Now, money, politics, and the internet. The latest numbers filed with the Federal Elections Commission show Democrats far ahead of Republicans when it comes to raising money. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee raised over $17.5 million from April through June, while the Republicans took in half that for their Senate campaigns. Some of the Democrats' fundraising lead can be traced to their savvy use of the internet. The top three Democratic presidential candidates raised twice as much as the top three Republicans in online donations during the first half of the year. I spoke earlier today about the digital divide with David Aull, a Republican online strategist. Why the disparity here? Why are Democratic presidential candidates more successful than their Republican counterparts when it comes to raising money online?
I think that the reason is twofold. Number one, the Democrats have been willing to place a lot of investment into their online strategies. And what they're seeing is that they're getting a fantastic return on investment, almost 10 to 1. Some people are even using figures like 50 to 1 return on investment. And number two, I think that the Democrats have had what I like to call their revolutionary moment. Everyone watched Howard Dean in 2004 raise $50 million, and a lot of that was online. Now, of course, Republicans have not yet had that moment, and I hope that they do, sans the scream, of course.
Is there something fundamentally different about Republicans and Democrats when it comes to using the internet? Is it demographic? Is it cultural?
Well, I think it's a number of things. A study came out in 2004 that found that if you lived near a Starbucks, you're actually more likely to be a Democrat than if you live near a Walmart. So if you look at that in terms of urban versus rural, I think that if you live in an urban environment, you have access to broadband. If you live in a rural area, you still are using dial-up or, 56K. So you can't really enjoy the internet like everyone else. So I guess if you're a Democrat, you're more likely to live in a city and you have access to the internet.
But what about culturally, the way the Democratic Party operates versus the way the Republican Party operates?
Well, again, I think if we look back to 2004, the Democrats realized the power of community, the power of millions versus the power of one. So Democrats from 2004 and on have said, okay, we're going to do this from the ground up. Republicans, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, everyone else has a very top-down approach. And I think that that's hurting them not only in online contributions, but also in their entire online communications effort.
Is there some sort of fear among these Republican candidates of using this technology that somehow if they do, they might get burned?
Right. A lot of the people who are running these campaigns, the top strategists at the campaigns, are not internet savvy people. So they're more willing to act like a modern ostrich where they stick their head in the sand and say that it doesn't exist or that only kids use the internet, which is not true at all. In fact, if we look at just some numbers from MySpace and Facebook, 68% of MySpace users are over the age of 25. More than 50% of Facebook users are over the age of 25. And in fact, the fastest growing demographic in the Facebook community are over the age of 25. Democrats have understood that people want to get connected. They want to be able to reach out and touch people and contribute to a campaign, not just monetarily, but also with a blog, a comment, etc. Republicans, not so much.
Does this digital divide really matter? I mean, once you get past the primaries, how is this going to play out in the general election when you have two candidates, a Republican and a Democrat?
Well, I think even then it's going to become more important for both sides. You're going to see entire strategies change. In fact, I would expect to see every website that's up now would probably get junked by the nominees and start afresh and start new because now they have different priorities, different targets, different messages, etc. And when that happens, no matter who the Republican nominee is, we are going to be contending with a Democrat that has a great network already built in. They've got a great understanding of the ground-up strategy. And at that point, slowly you're going to start to see the Republicans start to catch up and say, we do need to have a blog because we do need to get our message out. That's when we're going to start equaling out on the internet.
David Aull is a Republican online strategist. He's the founder of the blog, TechRepublican.com.